The time is 1:38 a.m. It is November 9th, 2016. And at the moment, it is projected that Donald Trump will be our next president of the United States. Yes. This is exactly the sound you think it is. I don't have to talk about it. I need one right about now. I know a lot of you are afraid. A lot of us. Let's not separate you and I. We're afraid. And I believe that we aren't afraid because we have a terrible president. I believe that we are afraid because America has really revealed herself to us over and over again, and now even on the highest level. She told us our life did not matter. She told us we were criminals. She called us niggers. She made us slaves. Yet we have faith in her. Yet we have hope in her systems. We have a strong belief that if we fight hard enough, she will accept us. And she will love us. And that she will hear us when we cry. If justice is blind, America is deaf. I really am trying to find the words to really describe the feeling that I'm feeling. And it's not a feeling of fear. It's a feeling of sadness. And I'm not sad because Donald Trump is president. I'm sad because it seems that we've lost hope, that we've lost hope in ourselves, lost hope in the fight, lost hope in all that we've done and all that we will do. It is okay to be afraid, but you mustn't fear, because you are not given that spirit. You have nothing to fear. Understand, you have nothing to fear. You can be afraid, yes, but with fear comes cowardice. There is no reason to turn away now. There is no reason to walk away now. There is no reason not to stand firm. Stand firm in who you are. Stand firm in what you believe. It is okay to be angry. It is okay to be angry. But we must channel that anger. Channel it into something. Please, take care of yourself. Love yourself. Be a fighter. I'm not telling you be a fighter and go march the streets arm in arm. I'm telling you to be a fighter in your classrooms by excelling. I'm telling you to be a fighter in your home by loving your family. I'm telling you to be a fighter in the sense that when something is wrong, despite the social setting, you stand up and speak against it. I repeat, it is okay to be afraid. It is okay to be angry. It is okay to be sad. But we must not fear, and we must not lose hope. The fight is still worth it. Our fight is for freedom. Our fight is still worth it. Our ancestors died for this. Our fight is still worth it. Our children are dying for this. Our fight is still worth it. You are living for this. Our fight is still worth it because you are worth it. You matter. I love you. We'll make it. We're gonna be all right, okay? Even if you don't believe it for you, believe it for me. Believe it for me. And I wanted to leave you on this note. It was a quote by Asada Shakur. I feel like it's something that's really important to what our next steps are as a community. And when I say as a community, I'm talking to Black people, my people. Because that's the only people I can do that. That's all I am right now. That's all I am, is a Black man in America. And that's something, isn't it? It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains. These are the words of Asada Shakur. I'll repeat them just in case you don't remember or you need to understand a little better. It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains. It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains. Do not live in fear and do not lose hope. I love you. You love you. I love us.